Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. This is the start of a brand new series this morning. The title is Call of Duty. Call of Duty. In Luke chapter 17, verse 10. You know, some folks, maybe particularly some charismatic Christians, would read that as call of duty, as if it was a dirty word. Because a lot of people think duty is like a dirty word, like a religious word. But in Luke chapter 17, verse 10, Jesus says, when you have done all these things that are commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty. Say, duty. We have done what was our duty to do. I looked it up in the original Greek, and it means duty. Duty can be defined as a task or action that someone is required to perform, a moral or legal obligation, a responsibility, a commitment, a job, an assignment, or a mission. I've been meditating a lot over the past while on this whole issue of coming and going. Remember, the call is always to come, and the commission, which I believe is a higher level of the call, is when the Lord says, okay, now let's go. We're ready now. You're ready. Let's go together. The commission is a higher level of the call, but it's always to go. And I believe our primary purpose in coming is to be prepared and equipped to go. And our primary purpose in going is to invite others to come. Does that make sense? Our primary purpose in coming is to be prepared and equipped to go, and our primary purpose in going is to invite others to come. But it's important, I believe, to recognize how essential it is that we maintain the right tension between both of these things in our lives, between coming and going. You see, there's some people who really enjoy the coming part. Some folks have got koinonitis in the church, you know what I'm saying? It's just all about fellowship, 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 fellowship. Now, it says, And Acts 2:42, I was just thinking this coming back to me just as we were praising the Lord there a few minutes ago. It says that, you know, the early church, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayer. And these were like four fundamental, foundational parts of their new lives as believers, as those who had been added to the church when they were born again, when they were saved. But sometimes there's people who enjoy the coming part so much they never get around to the going. And then there's some who are so caught up and intent on the going that they neglect to come. In Matthew 22, verse 14, Jesus says, many are called, but few are chosen. I meditated on that scripture for many, many years, and I believe this is one way of interpreting this scripture. Many are called to come, but few are chosen to go. Those who respond to the purpose of coming, the training and the equipping, those who dedicate themselves to that are chosen to go. In Romans chapter 10, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It says, how shall they hear in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Those who respond to the training and equipping, those who come to be trained and equipped, are then chosen. Many are called to come, but few are chosen to go. As we go on with this series, we're going to look at a lot of different things. I'm not entirely sure where we're going with this yet. I've lots of things. God's been speaking to me. I've been writing down some stuff, some examples of what we're of men and women and the Word of God that we're going to look at. See, David had his men, but then he had his mighty men. We're going to look at a couple of these guys, I think. I believe we'll look at a couple of these guys. Come on, David had his men, and then he had his mighty men. Jesus had his 12 disciples, and then he had his Peter, James, and John. I don't believe he just singled them out and said, I like you better than the other guys. I believe it was their response to him that determined the places that they went with him that nobody else went. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Many are called to come, but few are chosen to go 20 years ago. Some of you heard this before, but you're hearing it again. The Lord instructed me to begin recruiting for the SAS, the Saved and Sanctified, those who have been set apart by God, for God, those who know that their lives are no longer their own, but their lives are dedicated to the kingdom of God, dedicated to living for God, set apart by God, for God. Now here's a Donnie Stewart translation of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, or a part of it. But you are his own special forces, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. All right, tell you, see, everybody's recognizing now, some of you are beginning to realize there's a battle going on. Some of you are taking some flack. Well, welcome to the real world. See, in the mid-90s, there was all kinds of commemorations going on to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the end of the war. V-Day, VE-Day, all them other days. I was walking through, who remembers Woolworths, that wonderful store that used to be in the centre of our town. I was walking through Woolies one day, and there was all these displays up, and there was videos, it was the days of videotape rather than DVD, and the Lord said, I want you to buy that video. And it was a video of it, with lots of video footage of the war, of war scenes. And I thought, I want to buy that for you. He said, just buy it. And I bought it. And I took it home, and he said, play it. And I put it in the video player. And I sat watching it. And it was boom, boom, all kinds of war scenes and just war zones and bombs going off and bullets flying everywhere. And the Lord spoke to me in my spirit. He said, if you could see into the spiritual realm around you right now, that's exactly what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like. Who knows the motto of our SAS, our special forces in the United Kingdom, is who dares wins. Well, the motto of the US Navy SEALs, which is the special forces in the United States, is, and I like this, ready to lead, ready to follow, never quit. Ready to lead. Now, some would say, well, why would you think it would be the other way around, ready to follow? Now, there's another motto that's kind of come in, and a lot of people think this is their official motto, and they use it a lot now, and it's actually quite interesting. It's, the only easy day was yesterday. You think yesterday was bad, that was easy. But the motto of the U.S. Navy SEALs is ready to lead, ready to follow, never quit. See, you're always leading somebody else. You need to understand that. You are always, from the moment you're born again, if you're born again 5 minutes before the guy next to you, you're leading him. And he's watching you. That's why you must be following someone else who is ahead of you, who knows where you're supposed to be going. And you need to get that down on the inside of you, emblazoned on your spirit. Never quit. Doesn't matter how hard it gets. Doesn't matter how difficult it gets. Doesn't matter how lonely it appears to get. Doesn't matter how dark it seems to get. You never, ever, 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 ever quit. You see, when we're not on mission, when we're not going, then we must be in training. When we're not in going mode, we must be in coming mode. It's not enough just to join up. You mean that many join the military, but few are chosen for the special forces. I mean, I could talk about that. Maybe we will talk about that, some of the stuff these guys have to go through. But we're not talking about in the natural. We're talking about in the spiritual. And it's not enough just to know, well, I'm in the special forces now. I've been through the training and it was tough and it was intense and it was difficult and I didn't think I was going to pull through, but I've made it. Now I'm in. Hallelujah. I can sit back now in my laurels and wait for the next mission. So I'm not really into this coming business. I'm more into the going stuff myself personally. I tell you, you ain't going on that next mission unless you're staying and training. unless you're pushing yourself further than they push you, unless you're gaining a little bit more ground that you thought was impossible for you, you're not fit for the next mission. Fitness must be maintained, or we're not fit to go. And Jesus said that. In Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus said, anyone who puts his hand to the plough and then looks back is not fit. Say, he's not fit. He's not fit for the kingdom of God. We must stay battle ready. We must stay fit for active service. In Luke chapter 9, 62, in the Message, it says, Jesus said, no procrastination, no backward looks. You can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. Carpe diem. Seize the day. Come on. Remember last week we said that if we are willing to fight the good fight of faith, and it's a fight we cannot lose. If we are willing to fight the good fight of faith, then it is a fight that we cannot lose. But if we're unwilling to fight, then we've lost already. See, God said to me, enlist people for His special forces. There's a battle going on. This church was never designed, never supposed to be just another option on the smorgasbord of religious activity in Stornoway. Or on this island. One man said to me way back at the start, he said, why are you starting another church? There's churches here already. There's a church here already. I said, you're right, but we're not here just to be just another church. I mean, there's an active church around. Come on, the streets of Stornoway this morning are lined with cars because it's communion weekend and everybody's coming out to church, and you can't get a parking space anywhere on the streets of Stornoway this morning. Hey, there's a church out there. But we're not here just to be another option on that menu board. Oh, well, I like your music, so I like your, I like the way you feel, so I like the way you have dinner together after the service. I like all that stuff. No, we're not here for that, folks. So that's good stuff. That's all part of it, but that's not why we're here. Hallelujah. God says, I'm looking for special forces. You are God's own special forces. You're here to proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You're here not just for going, but you're here to come and then to go. You're here to be prepared and equipped and trained, and to stay in training and to stay fit for the kingdom of God. And that doesn't happen in popping in on a Sunday morning. That doesn't happen just making an appearance on a Sunday morning occasionally. That doesn't happen. You're not fit. I want to tell you, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. If that's, you think that's the sum total of your commitment, then you don't understand duty. I'm having a go at you. Sometimes I feel like I'm the RSM, you know, the Regimental Sergeant Major. Never a popular guy. Never a popular guy in the, in the military, but his role is essential. He's a guy that gets in your face and spits at you. Come on, and intimidates you and tells you, come on, you can come up higher. This is no time to go sniveling back to your mammy. Come on, get up. No time to sit there licking your wounds. Pull up your socks. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile. 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 What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile. 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 Hallelujah. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what is our duty. I want to tell you, see, we enter into profit when we exercise not just faith, but great faith. Great faith. Who knows a serviceman doesn't get decorated until he has done something above and beyond the call of duty? You might get a service medal. You might get a campaign medal for being this place or that place. You might get an achievement medal for having done this course or that course or whatever. But every military has a decoration that's usually given or awarded to those who do something heroic that affects or saves the life or the lives of others. In the U.S., there's decorations that are awarded for gallantry and intrepidity. Didn't know there was such a word, but there you go. At risk of life above and beyond the call of duty, awarded for extraordinary heroism. In the UK, we've all heard of it, the Victoria Cross, the VC. Now, the Victoria Cross is the highest military decoration awarded for valour in the face of the enemy. Ephesians chapter 6 says we need to withstand our enemy face to face, holding our ground. There's another decoration, the George Cross, which is awarded for valor not in the face of the enemy, but the VC, the highest military decoration awarded for valor in the face of the enemy. And you know that medal is always presented by the king or the queen personally to those who have gained it. Come on, do you want to hear these words? Do you want to hear these words from the king? Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. The Victoria Cross, according to the government, is awarded for the military's most conspicuous bravery or some daring or preeminent act of valor or self-sacrifice or extreme devotion to duty in the presence of the enemy. You are God's own special forces. Valor can be defined as great courage in the face of danger, especially in battle. It means bravery, it means fearlessness, it means boldness, it means heroism. And the opposite or the antonym of valor is cowardice. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, remember, see, Joshua was in the special forces. There was a time when Moses separated him from the rest of his people and took him out into the tabernacle, and he never went back. He stayed. Moses would go back and forth, but Joshua stayed there. He was being prepared and equipped. Moses said, it's time for you to come out of the people because you are going to be trained and equipped for a special task. You are going to be in God's special forces. You are going to be the one who leads the people into the promised land. And he had to be separated, saved and sanctified. God says enlist people for the SAS, those who are separated by God, for God, who understand that their task is so important that they have to completely dedicate themselves to it, that they must begin to understand the call of duty. That's what this church is about. Do you want a part in that? Because if you do, you need to begin to understand. Most of us don't even understand duty, never mind going above and beyond the call of duty. And I trust by the end of this, we'll have a better understanding and there'll be a greater response out of our hearts. And we'll understand that this is the purpose. Like Gavin spoke about this morning, we have a purpose. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, three times God speaks to Joshua. He says, be strong and of good courage. Then he says, be strong and very courageous. And then he says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You are God's own special forces. Remember what that ex-US SEAL said? Now he's a preacher. Mission is serious. You are either all in all the time or you're not. Mission, but you see, the mission isn't the beginning. It begins with coming. It begins with training. It begins with equipping. It begins with preparing. And then you're ready for the mission. But don't separate the two. Mission, come on. So Jesus went around and he said, come, 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 come. And then 3.5 years later he said, now go. Now go. But Jesus knew how to come and he knew how to go. Mission is serious. You're either all in all the time or you're not. And through this series, I'm believing that we'll better understand the call of duty. As I said, many Christians, particularly undisciplined charismatics, and I don't have any, I say that with a clear conscience. And there's no section of the church less disciplined than the charismatics. I've discovered that over the years. Well, anyway, I could say a few things, I'd best not say it. Because we thought Well, we're free now. You're not free to live life the way you choose. You're now free to live the life that God designed you to live, which was a life lived for Him. Hallelujah. You were led captive by the devil to do His will before that. Now you're back in the place where you can live according to God's will. Not your will, His will. Your will has only one position that works for you, and that's when it's aligned with His will. That's when the blessing comes. A lot of people scramble around trying to get the blessing. They've heard about the blessing. They want the blessing. They sound like, think the blessing sounds like a good thing. But they can't get it because they're out of alignment. Because they think it's all about them. And they use their faith all for themselves. And to get their own little wee life in order. You'll never make it the special forces. You're just trying to wait to get out with a pension. Come on. Try to get do your 10 years or your 5 years. You just signed up for a few years and glory to God, you just want to get out with your pension in one piece. That's not the attitude that makes it into God's special forces. That's not the kind of people that get things done. That's not the kind of people that see the kingdom advance. Be bold. Be very courageous. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. Mission is serious. You're either in all the time, all in all the time, or you're not. I believe we're going to get a better understanding of the call of duty and be prepared and equipped to go above and beyond the call of duty and to live a life of valor. Is anyone in on some of that? Yeah. Anyone to buy in on some of that? Sign up for some of that? A life that truly impacts and affects the lives of others. Just as we close this morning, I want us to look at one example of someone who Jesus, I believe, reckoned was worthy of commendation for going above and beyond the call of duty. If there was a VC, he'd had it pinned on him. Let's go to Luke chapter 7. Hallelujah. Are you understanding this coming and going stuff? If you aren't staying in training, if you aren't at peak fitness, if you haven't moving beyond the places where you thought you couldn't get beyond, you're not ready for mission. Luke chapter 7, verse 1. I'll just read through the scripture and I just want to give you some things about this guy. Now when he concluded all his sayings in the hearing of the people, Jesus entered Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving, for he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore I do not even think myself worthy to come to you, but say the word. Say the word. Say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I am also a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go. Well, come on, Basha, come on. I say to one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. He just took a medal and pinned it on that guy's chest. A medal that was received because he'd gone above and beyond the call of duty. And I'll get to that in a minute. Not even found such great faith. Say great faith. Not even in Israel. And those who were sent. Come on. He's going around with his disciples, man. And the only time they ever think they need faith when their boat's going down. Come on. Or Jesus says you've got to forgive people. They say, increase our faith. Come on. Jesus says, well, you've got to forgive people. And then when they keep messing you up, you forgive them again. And they go, increase our faith. Great faith. It's your duty to forgive. Be great faith that goes beyond forgiveness. in. People in the special forces, they don't get a choice where they go, the missions they go on, who they reach out to, whether they agree with them or not. They just hear their orders and they go and they act on their orders. Hallelujah. And those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well who had been sick. I think it's 10 things I've got for you. They're quick. Don't worry about it. Somebody thought, well, that's going to be a quick message. They said, well, that's it. Number one, this man was a soldier. He was a military man. Number two, he cared for someone, a servant, who others in his position might not have given tuppence for. Did you hear what I said? He cared for someone who others in his position might not have given tuppence for. This guy was a servant who was sick. You know, servants were 10 a penny. Come on, a servant dies, I just go down the market and buy another couple. Come on. Number three, he was willing to go above and beyond the call of duty in the face of the enemy of sickness and send for Jesus. Either way, that guy died, bury him in a hole in the ground somewhere outside the walls of his house and forget about him and put two to try and do the job that wasn't before. Come on. His duty to this man was just to bury him after he died. That's the way it was. Come on. But he went above and beyond the call of duty in the face of the enemy of sickness. His servant was sick and he said, I'm not going to just stand here and watch him die. I'm going to do something about it. You hear what I'm saying? It wasn't his child. It wasn't his wife. Or his mother. Or one of his close relatives. It was a servant. He was worth nothing. In the grand scheme of things. But he went above and beyond the call of duty in the face of the enemy of sickness. Is sickness an enemy? You understand, sickness is an enemy. And he sent for Jesus. Number four, he understood how the kingdom works by the word of faith. Number five, he understood coming and going. He understood coming and going. Do you understand coming and going? Until you are dedicated to coming, you're never equipped to go. Jesus understood coming. He would go out early in the morning, or he would stay out all night. What was he doing? He was coming to his Father. He would call the disciples, he says, come on, let's go aside for a while. He understood he didn't just need a personal relationship with his Father. He needed these guys. He needed the relationship. He needed to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. They were brothers in arms. Hallelujah. Come on. He knew he had to be quick to lead and quick to follow and never quit. This man, number five, understood coming and going. He understood the importance of authority. He understood authority. Of coming when the order is to come, and of going when the order is to go. Did you hear what I said? You see, in the military, if you don't come when the order is to come, you're AWOL. Absent without leave. Very serious offence. Very serious offence. Do you not think God might be seriously offended when the order is to come? And we think we can do what we want. Tony's getting all religious on us. No, you need to understand duty. The call of duty. That's the name of a computer game, isn't it? I've never seen it or played it, but I hear the kids talking about it all the time. I think it resonates somewhere on the inside of them. The call of duty. See, they don't nobody's ever taught them duty. Nobody's ever taught them if you dirty the dishes, you wash the dishes. Nobody's ever taught them if you mess the bed, you make the bed. Nobody's ever taught them if you spread your toys all over the room, you pick them up after you're finished and you put them back where you found them. Nobody's taught them that. But there's something in them that they're playing that game. Boom, boom, bang, bang. It's on its fourth or fifth or seventh or whatever it is. Manifestation. The call of duty. I think they've got a call of duty special ops now. only know that because I went on Google looking for images. There's something in there resonates with them because nobody's teaching them. The church ain't teaching them. The family's not teaching them. The school's certainly not teaching them. In fact, they walk into school and there's a poster on the wall telling them about their rights. The teacher says, pick up that pencil, and he says, pick it up yourself, you old bag. I've got rights. Look, tells me up there. You've got no right to tell me to pick up my pencil. If I want my pencil on the floor it stays. Get out of here. But there's something in them. They know there's a void. I'll tell you, it's the same in the church. It's the same in the church. There's people around there, they don't know, but there's something, there's deeps calling unto deep. Is there any deep calling unto the deep in you this morning? And you begin to, is the call of duty begin to resonate on the inside? Do you know you're here for a purpose? Do you know that you're God's own special forces to proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light to win through in every battle? If you get into the fight of faith, I told you last week and I'll tell you again, because this book tells you that you're guaranteed to win. You cannot lose this fight, but if you won't enter the fight, you've lost already. You've already lost. You understood coming and going, the importance of understanding authority, of coming when the order is to come, and of going when the order is to go. But I want to tell you again this morning, in case you ain't got it yet. The order to come always precedes the order to go. Number six, he was ready to lead, he was ready to follow, and he was determined not to quit until his faith was rewarded. He was ready to lead, he was ready to follow, and he was determined not to quit until his faith was rewarded. Number seven, Jesus publicly commended this man for a faith that was above and beyond the call of duty, a faith that was activated on behalf of someone else and not just for his own needs. And Jesus called it great faith. Say great faith. Number eight, his great faith saved the life of his servant. You hear what I said? His great faith saved the life of his servant. I said before, Jesus knew the importance of when to come. And that's why he was always prepared and equipped to go. Hallelujah. If we're going to be leaders, we must also be followers. We must have a determination to never quit. The call of duty that causes us to be prepared and equipped to go above and beyond the call of duty when the opportunity arises. Amen. If you're not in that place of fitness for the kingdom, if you're not in that place of being trained and equipped and maintaining, it's maintaining your training and increasing your potential through your training. You've got to stay in that place. You can't let it go. You let it go for even a few weeks and it's over. It's going to take you a long time to get back to that place of peak fitness again. That place of being ready to go. But there's people going all over the place that were never sent. They just went, causing chaos and everything. Taking defeats when only victory is guaranteed for those who do it God's way. Come on, like I said, some folks have been in a few skirmishes and they're ready to get under the, going back in the trenches and stick the lid back on. This is too hard. Come on, the only easy day was yesterday. Come on. Hallelujah. I look out the window tomorrow and I think, bless God, three cars, two of them working. Things are going good. Last week there was three cars, none of them working. Then there was, come on. Then there was two, none of them working. Then there was two, one of them working. Bless God, I think, three cars. Hallelujah. Well, they're all working, but one leaves so much smoke behind it that you fill the valley of Dalbeg with one trip to the top of the road and back. Maybe it could be brought in for special ops. You want to go somewhere where nobody wants, where nobody will see you. You got to laugh. Come on. Hallelujah. Man, but we delivered milk. It was Milk Round Ministries. I delivered milk in a tractor, in a bus, in a dirty great big lorry, walking every single way. Why? Because the milk had to go out, because that's the call of duty. And sometimes you had to go beyond and above and beyond the call of duty. We asked one guy one time, we were going away for a couple of days, and we asked this guy to do a milk run. He said, no bother. Go, the fellow who delivered the milk and going in the opposite direction, up the villages in the opposite direction, happened to be passing this man's house long after he should have been gone, and he saw the milk float sitting outside the house. So he went to the man's door and he knocked on the door. And about after 10 minutes, the guy showed up at the door with sleep in his eyes and pajamas. And he said, are you not supposed to be delivering milk? He says, oh, I got up in the morning and the van wouldn't start. So I just went back to bed. That's something. Do you know the church is full of people with that kind of attitude? Come on. I was on the ferry. We were on the ferry one time in the days before mobile phones. Glory to God. Halfway across the Minch, going to Inverness for the day, and it comes over the tannoy. This is the captain speaking. Is there a Donny Stewart on board? Would you please come to the bridge? I tell you, see, that day we didn't leave some halfwit who was a Christian who claimed, come on. I was a Christian that did that, by the way. Well, I told you before. He wasn't even claiming to be a Christian. He was a Cockney man of the month, bless God. Some of you remember him. I get to the bridge, I think, what in the world's going on here? He says, there's a radio message for you. I get on the radio phone. There's Mick. Hello, Donny. I'm at the diary. That little filly you left with me to do the milk, just smashed the lorry into the wall. What do you want me to do? That's me Glasgow guy that was up visiting. Me Paddy, man. What a guy. Ali was there as well. But Paddy says, I can drive. Couldn't drive at all. The character, right? Jumped in the lorry. Boom, straight into the wall. You see, that's above and beyond. Mick and I going, oh, well, that's that there. No milk delivered today. No mobile phones. I'm on the ferry, uncontactable. Not to Mick, I wasn't. I don't know. To this day, I don't know how he did it. But he did it. I said, Mick, just hire a van and keep on going. And did the milk get out that day? Yes, it got out. Above and beyond. I want to tell you, Mick was more faithful to this church over the years than a lot of the people that sat in the pews. He was as faithful as he could get. Never came to one service. Sat outside them, listened to them. Didn't come in, just sat outside and listened. Could tell you what he said. Hallelujah. Put it into practice. Dug up a few people that were having a go. Came to you with some secret information. Special ops he was. I say there was 10. I lied. It was very late last night. Seems there's only 8. 10 sounded so spiritual as well. But actually, 8 is a number of completion. Someone says, does that mean we're done? Let's stand up together. Hallelujah. If we're going to be leaders, we must also be followers. We must have a determination that we're never going to quit on the call of duty. I'm talking about quitting on the call of duty, because it's the call of duty that causes us to come to be prepared and equipped to go above and beyond the call of duty when the opportunity arises, when we enter into mission. Remember, who dares wins. Who dares to fight the fight of faith cannot lose. That you are God's own special forces. I know that's the Donny Stewart translation, but it works for me. You are God's own you are His own special forces, called to proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous. marvellous thing. Are you ready to respond to the call of duty this morning? If you are, would you lift your hand and say, yeah, amen, amen. I'm ready to respond to the call of duty. I'm ready to respond to this call to mission, to take up the task, to take up my assignment, to begin to discover my purpose. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every precious life that is coming right now into a place of surrender to your will and to your purpose. Father, I pray that, I thank you, Lord, we don't have to be afraid or dismayed, because we can be bold and very courageous and strong and courageous and bold and strong and men and women of valor for one reason, because everywhere we go, you're with us. Lord, we are your special forces. You don't abandon us. You don't leave us to our own devices. But Lord, you call us to that place of alignment with your will, your kingdom will and purpose. I pray, Father, from now on there'd be no procrastination, no more backward looks. But Lord, a commitment and a dedication, responding to the call of duty, that we may be trained and equipped to go above and beyond the call of duty and begin to see things turn around in this island and beyond these islands into the nation and the nations. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless you.